این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. One's audacity to commit sin converts him little by little into a man devoid of willpower and takes away the noble essence of humanity from him. Our respected teacher used to say that more than anything else, giving the ears to the sounds of music and songs steal from men their willpower and the power of resolution. Hence, my brother, desist from transgression, resolve to return to Allah and acquire self-examination as similar to that of true human being. Join the community of men of religion and in seclusion pray to Allah so that He may assist you in your mission.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. The late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in a statement about the holy month of Ramadan says, "This blessed month, with all the blessings it has, and we cannot be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one of them, we must try our best to keep these blessings until the next month of Ramadan. And if there is a good mood, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And if we missed to find that good mood and good morale, we have to feel sorry for what we missed and what was not found yet. And we have to try our best to find it back." Imam rahmatullah alayhi continues and says that these anxieties, that is the anxieties that we have in our daily lives, are all going away and they are ending sometime. But what is in front of us and what remains with us is what we see and what is at our hand. So we must try our best to correct our inner selves. Beautifully, the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi warns us to benefit from the moments of the holy month of Ramadan. He says that we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this blessed month. And if we have gained anything and we have achieved anything, we have to thank Allah. So we are even responsible for whatever we have gained. And if we missed this opportunity, these great blessings, we have to feel sorry and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Imam says that all the anxieties that we have in our daily lives due to, for example, this or that, they are going away, they will fade out. But what stays with us is what we have it now. I mean, that is our own selves, that we have to care for these selves and to work on that and to try our best to correct our inner selves. So this is what stays with us till the day of judgment and in the doomsday. So we have to do our best to benefit from the opportunities of this month and the blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are showered on the servants of God and to benefit from them, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.